What is up, guys? Welcome back to another Kingdom Builders podcast. Super excited about this one. I have a special guest with me today, Brandon Bird. I've grown up knowing him. He knew me when I was like 10 years old and kind of saw me grow through the middle school age, almost into high school, and then I moved away. And man, I've been super blessed to have him in my life. We got together a couple years ago after I had grown up and matured a little bit, and now being able to work with him and under his wing has been amazing. He is such a powerful man of God and follows the Holy Spirit wherever it leads, and that means wherever. So I think today we're just going to talk about, I think both of us, we've had the calling on our lives to make disciples, and honestly, you've been discipling me, and because of that, I've been able to go back home with my group and continue to do what you taught me, and just growing up in your ministry, how you did things, being able to take bits and pieces from that and apply it into my life as a leader back home. So,
yeah, man, I've really enjoyed watching you grow up, and it's fun for me because I see in you like the best pieces of who I've always wanted to be.
Yeah.
Seeing you avoid certain things. I mean, you're wise beyond your years, and you've grown up so fast, but I look at you and I'm like, man, like at least one person that I've talked to, it stuck. You know? Yeah. Like at least one person. But no, man, it's been great to not just see you grow up, but to get to serve with you over the last few years, and to go from your dad to you has been really special for me. Yeah. And yeah, it's an honor to be able to lead you in some capacity, and we don't get to talk like this very often, so I'm probably not going to make eye contact with you and get emotional, but yeah, man, it's a great honor.
Yeah. Well, I've come up this weekend and we've been doing a lot of stuff that God's placed on your heart, so it's kind of the end of the day and we're tired, but I looked at you earlier, we were both sitting down, I'm like, man, I would love to be able to record a podcast with you. This is something that I've felt like I needed to start and get going, but in the past, like, it's hard to have people that are like almost under my wing and be able to talk about this stuff, so it's always good to get another perspective, someone who's wiser and had more experience in this, to be able to sit next to and just be able to dig into the word. I mean, that's what this podcast is all about, is just being able to encourage, empower, and inspire people to live a life chasing after Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I love that you're doing it. This is the call of the Christian, right? To be bold for your faith and to be able to talk about the gospel. But I think one thing that kind of irks me right now, and why my wife and I are on the path that we're on, and how I've always felt about you, is our job as believers, our job as Christians, is not to create converts, and I feel like we've created converts in the church. Like, we get them in the door and get them to weep at the altar and say a prayer, sign a card, and then it's like, well, good luck. And yeah. We're supposed to make disciples, and disciples aren't just people that say yes to Jesus; they're disciplined ones,
right?
And the discipline of walking with Jesus is not easy. Oftentimes it's extremely difficult and somewhat confusing, that if you don't have somebody that you can walk through it with, be real and vulnerable with, you know, be open and be transparent and be able to say, man, I'm failing here, I need some help. Then you're really trying to do this thing on your own, and that's never going to work. Like, Jesus didn't even do it on his own.
Yeah.
You know, could he have? Probably.
Yeah.
But when I see him go into the garden in his hardest hour, he took friends. He took people with him, you know, I mean, even Jesus had to be ministered to by angels throughout his ministry, right? So, like, this life is, it's difficult. Jesus is so clear about if you're going to be my disciple, then you better count the cost because this doesn't come easy. But I feel like it's things like what we're doing here, what you're doing, what we've been doing this weekend, what we do as a ministry. I feel like it's these kind of things that really fuel you to be able to keep going. You start getting lazy with your faith when you stop talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the iron that sharpens iron, you know? And for you to have stepped out and to do a podcast, talking about your faith. I mean, yeah, everybody around the world's doing podcasts, right? Like, it's not about the fame. It's about the obedience of it. Yeah. And it's about the sharpening of it. And for you to put in the work and do it and be willing to get people around you and say, hey, let's just talk about the gospel. It's going to keep that discipline in your life that the world tries to steal from you. Right. So I really applaud you for it.
Yeah, I think it's really cool, especially when we hear disciples, there's always like the rabbi, because the disciples that we can see in the Bible were the disciples under Jesus, right? Mm-hmm. His 12 disciples. But I think now, like after feeling the call and stepping into it, it's really just about having a community, like what you said, to be able to have anybody. And even though I might be able to give advice or be like, hey, this is where the Bible says this is what we're supposed to be doing, and being able to hold them accountable, it's also the same for me too, like with my group, and then mm-hmm. same with you. It's not like I or you are any greater than the people that we're mentoring, but it's really also just like, I've experienced this. This is what I've walked through. So now I can give this to you.
Right.
But in really, like, every walk is different. Yeah. Every person's faith is going to look different because there's going to be different life scenarios, different cases where it may look different for me than it did for you.
Yeah. I mean, even as a leader, you never stop growing. And a leader gets in big trouble whenever they start thinking that they're better than the rest.
Yeah.
There's only one who's good, you know. For us as leaders, I'm constantly learning from those that I'm leading, constantly. Yeah. The Lord, I'm not leading because I'm some super special person. I'm leading because the Lord can trust me.
Yeah.
And it's this weird thing of like, you sow in private.
Yeah.
You know, and you're not putting on a show when people are around. You're just being who you are. And those are the people that the Lord can trust, right? Like, you look at the disciples, they weren't anybody special. I mean, they were vagrants, man. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they were not the ones that church people would have chosen.
Right.
You know, but there was something about them. They were fighters, you know. Mm-hmm. They had these skill sets and all this stuff. And when I read through the Gospels and I see these things, I love how The Chosen depicts the relationship between Jesus and the disciples. And I know there's a lot of creative things that, you know, creative licenses that they took, but I watch it and I'm like moved because I'm like, that's probably the most realistic relationship
Absolutely. That's
been painted about how Jesus walked with his guys.
Yeah.
You know, and you can dig into the word and you can see places that, of course, Jesus was the ultimate teacher, the ultimate leader.
Yeah.
But you can see areas in the scripture where if you read between the lines, you see him kind of get a glimpse and he's like, wow, you know,
yeah.
Like, for me, that's the important part is I said yes to the Lord. I'm following his lead. I don't put on a show. I just follow the Spirit. Right. And regardless of what that looks like or what he asks. And when you get to that place where you're hungry for his word, you're hungry for his presence, you're hungry for his voice, and you're just hungry to be obedient, that's when he starts elevating you. And this is all biblical, right? Like when you love righteousness and you hate wickedness, I will lather you with joy and elevate you above your companions.
Yeah.
The elevation above the companions is not sit you at a higher seat of authority. The elevate above your companions is when they look to you, towards you, they're looking up. Yeah. And when they're looking up, they'll see through you to him.
Mm.
Right? This is the elevation, because he lathers you with the oil of joy, which is himself. Right? Yeah. So what we do in what I try my best to model for you, and for all of the people of Remnant, is I really try to do the Paul walk of follow me as I follow Jesus. Not so you'll see me, but so you'll see Jesus. So yeah, man, that's making disciples is that's all it is. It's being disciplined, loving the Lord, and showing people how to do that.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely. I think it's super cool because God will take the unqualified to qualify them. Like we see it throughout the whole Bible. Any person he used in a huge way was somebody that in a world's view would not have been the person to choose. Sure. Right? We have the fishermen, we have David, we have Daniel. Like there's endless deals. And I think for me especially, especially after he was like, I need you to make disciples. I was like, God, I don't want to, because that was right after some stuff in my life hit heavy. I mean, like, how can I do this?
Oh, what a perfect time.
Like, how can I? Like, I'm already falling apart, God. If you're going to do it, you're going to have to send the people. 2 weeks later, I've got this group now. And as I'm walking through life and through this hard part where I'm healing myself and I'm like, God, I really need you right now. But I think he did that also because in that moment is when I was most vulnerable, which made me know I needed God the most.
Sure.
Like at those low parts, especially us as believers, as Christians who have been rooted in faith, sometimes we can lose track of that when life gets busy. But then anytime it comes down heavy, we're like, well, God, you're the only way I'm going to get through this.
Yeah.
And it's so easy to look back and be like, man, if I would have just been following him to begin with, it never would have happened.
Right.
But that's not how life works.
Right.
Like it's finding him through everything.
Yeah. Well, I think even that principle is something that the church has missed in a very large way. It's really not finding him in everything. It's never looking away to begin with.
Yeah.
That's the American church is spoiled, especially Texas, people in Texas. I mean, we're the Bible Belt buckle of the Bible Belt, you know? It's kind of this thing of if I just live a good life and go to church and if I include him in my life, if I include him in these areas, then I'm good.
Hmm.
Well, including Jesus is not the Christian way. It's not a life incorporated, right? Like a business transaction. That's not it. It's a life surrendered. It's death.
Yeah.
You know, like no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. It's death to self, and it's alive in Jesus and looking to one thing, you know, like we are trained in the American church. Incorporate him into your life. Make sure that he's part of your everyday, you know, whatever. And that's not terrible. Like, that's better than not believing at all.
Yeah.
But it is an incomplete message because he doesn't want pieces of you. He doesn't want to be included.
Right.
He wants total, you know, total takeover. We don't say yes to him as savior. We say yes to him as Lord.
Yeah.
As boss.
Hmm.
You know, and this topic always makes me think about Mary at Bethany and how every time you see Mary at Bethany, she's mentioned four times, and all four times she's at his feet.
Hmm.
All four times.
Yeah.
And Jesus stands up for her when Martha, her sister, is like, tell her to help me. Tell her to serve. You know, I know you're in the room.
Yeah.
And I'll get to you when I get to you, but I've got all this stuff that I still got to do. Like, I'm happy you're here, but let me finish my stuff first and then come.
Mm.
You know, and that's basically the words she's saying. Like, I see you. I'm serving you. I'm serving all these people in the room. Why isn't she helping me? This is our job. And it's like, that's incorporating him into your everyday.
Yeah.
But Jesus stands up for her and says, your sister's doing the one thing that matters. She is sitting at my feet. You know, if we could really grab that the Christian life is being at the feet of Jesus every day, everywhere we go. Now all of a sudden you're not looking for him, you're looking at him.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah, that's so good.
So then you're like, how do I do what the Father does and say what the Father says? Well, yeah. I've got to look at him. You know, like, this great mystery is summed up in one story. Be at my feet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Which you do so well. I love hearing the stories that you tell me of when you're out, you know, at hardware stores or restaurants or whatever the case is. And it sounds so foreign. It sounds like we're such crazy Christians because we love going out and praying
Jesus
for
freaks.
People. Yeah, like we sound like we're lunatics, but that's a disciple.
Yeah, it's being the difference between a believer and a Christian, a Christ follower. People can say, I believe in him, like, and I fully believe they do, but there really is a difference when you make him Lord of your life. I heard somebody say one time, he's either Lord of all or not Lord at all.
Yeah. Yeah, well, and there's also a difference of believing. Like, I can believe and not be a believer.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I can believe. This is the dad who had the demonic oppressed boy that kept being thrown into the fire and thrown into the water, and the disciples were sent to heal him, and they couldn't do it. And the dad comes to Jesus and says, your disciples came, they couldn't heal him. Why couldn't they heal him? And Jesus rebukes the disciples and then looks at him and says, if you would believe, this would happen. And he says, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief.
Yeah.
Right? It's this thing of like, I believe, but I'm not a believer. It's action to the claim.
Yeah.
You know, we have a body of people that claim to believe in Christ, but are not actively living a life of faith. And it's very clear. As much as there are commands of like not being an adulterer, not being a glutton, not being a drunkard, all these sins, if a sin is not doing what the Lord commanded us to do, or doing what the Lord commanded us not to do, if that is the simplistic area of what a sin is, then why do we throw out things like, go ye therefore, heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the leper, cast out demons, preach the gospel. Mm. And we say, that doesn't count. No, that's a direct command of the Lord. So as believers, the signs of those who say they believe, the scripture says, you will confess with your mouth and be baptized. And the sign that you are a believer is that the sick will be made well.
Yeah.
And the dead will raise, and you will stomp on serpents and not be hindered. Like, there are clear-cut signs that differentiate a religious follower and a discipled believer.
Yeah.
And this isn't what people like talking about. I mean, I have no idea who listens to your podcast, but
me either.
everywhere we go, we start talking about real Bible.
Yeah.
And then we don't get invited back.
<You know? laughs> This is true, yeah.
But it's not because I want to be against the grain or make people mad. It's I'm tired of an apostate church. I'm tired of a sleeping bride. Like, you would never have to convince my bride of who I am.
Yeah.
She knows who I am.
Right.
Right? I don't think we really... I don't think the American church today really knows the depths of who Christ is.
Yeah.
I think we know American Jesus.
Hmm.
I want to know Bethlehem Jesus.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I want to know the Jesus that was born in a manger. I want to know the Jesus that was raised as a carpenter. You know what I mean? I want to know the Jesus that wept because his friend died.
Yeah.
You know? And I want to know the Jesus that braided a whip and went to work in a temple that was corrupted. You know, I want to know the suffering Jesus, the man of sorrows. I want to know the Jesus that abstained from sin to the point of sweating blood. I want to know the whipped Jesus, the crucified Christ, and I want to know the resurrected Christ, like the altogether loveliness of who he is. I don't want to stop at just what's convenient and comfortable.
Right.
You know, I want to know it all.
Yeah. I definitely think that's something that's been lost, is people forget that we literally have a relationship with him. It's not like, well, he was here in the past, but he's also with us right now. And it's that thing where he's just a figure at church.
Yeah.
But no, he's a person that you walk with daily. Like, he's with me in my car. He's with me as I'm doing dishes. He's with me as I'm going to work. He's with me as I'm worshiping. He's with me as I'm going to the gym. He's with me as I'm weeping on the floor.
Right. Well, if you never look for him, you never find him.
Yeah.
And, looking for him is more than just your morning devotional.
Yeah.
Looking for him is like the Shulamite and Song of Solomon. Looking for him is, I will chase through the streets to find you.
Yeah.
You know, and unfortunately, just like the Shulamite, there are religious ones who try to slow you down and they bruise you when you're looking for the one that you love. You know, like they're the ones that say, slow down or you're going to burn out. Which is completely demonic to look at. It's manipulative and it's demonic to look at someone and cast burnout over them.
Yeah.
You know, if we're supposed to burn for Jesus, if we're supposed to be baptized in fire, burnout does not exist in the kingdom except for the ones who stop looking.
Yeah.
You know, and too many people, and I've been telling you this since you were young, don't ever let somebody tell you to slow down.
Yeah.
Because this life is not for them. You are not on this planet to please the opinions of other people.
Yeah.
Now, one day there will be somebody that comes into your life that is meant for you, and you and that person will lock hands together and you will start caring about what each other think. That's biblical.
Right.
But apart from that bride, there is nobody on this planet that is worth you changing who you are for them.
Yeah.
And I mean that because once you become connected with that woman, that bride, there are pieces of you that are missing that she carries. Mm-hmm. And there are pieces of you that are tainted that she can fix.
Right.
It's the unity of the husband and bride. You will change things about who you are when you start living with that woman.
Yeah.
You know, that's the one covenant relationship where the Lord's okay with you changing who he created you to be, to bond with someone else.
Right.
Other than that, dude, I don't give a rip what people think about me. I really don't. I don't find my acceptance in what people think about me. I like that people like me. Yeah. I don't actively try to piss people off. But if I do, if it's for the gospel, if it's truth, man, sorry about you.
Yeah.
You know, if I do it on accident, if I make you mad about something I didn't mean to, like, I'm still human, you know, like, I'll repent and all that. But at the end of the day, man, my pursuit of the Lord is my pursuit of the Lord. It is not dictated by people's opinions.
Yeah.
I don't think we can live that way today. Mm-hmm. You will drown.
Not at all. Dude, I was laughing the other day. I was talking with Aiden, and we were just talking about kind of where we go. And one of the things he said, he's like, what do people think about you? He was asking me. I was like, you want me to be honest? He was like, yeah. I'm like, they think I'm crazy. They said, like, everything I do, everywhere I go, they're like, what in the world are you doing? With a lot of the choices I've made and a lot of the direction I've been led in, I'm one of the kind of guys where if like God says to do it, I'm going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Even if I don't know what that looks like, even if I don't know all the steps.
Right.
Because he's going to give me the first step and he's going to wait for me to take that first step.
For sure.
So, it, yeah.
He gives us, you know, you pray for an apple tree. He gives you a seed.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
He doesn't give you an apple tree.
No.
You know? And sometimes you pray for an apple tree and he gives you a pecan tree.
No.
You know, and we don't like to talk about that, but sometimes we ask for things we don't have a clue what we're asking for.
Mm.
You know, you're just asking in faith.
Yeah.
And he gives you a seed and all the freaking seeds look the same, but you plant it, you know, like, Lord, where am I supposed to go? And he gives you a seed. He gives you a thought of something. You're like, all right, I'll steward that thought.
Mm-hmm.
You know, am I supposed to stay? Am I supposed to go? Am I supposed to, you know, what am I supposed to do? And he gives you a seed and he plants that seed. He gives you a seed for a podcast and you plant the seed.
Yeah.
And you have no idea what you're doing it for, you know, no. But could it be that he's just, you know, just a thought. Could it be that he's just honing your ability to talk about the gospel with clear, concise words, thoughts, points, sharpen it up? Because years from now, you're going to be put on a platform to speak to thousands and you have to be comfortable speaking.
Right.
You know, yeah. He gives you a seed and he allows you to steward the seed for whatever the thing, the tree is that he has for you in the future. Sometimes he tells you exactly what you're going to be doing.
Yeah.
Which is great. That is a lamp unto my path kind of instruction, and you're able to follow that. But that's not always the case. Sometimes he is a light unto your feet.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like one step at a time
kind
of a thing. And if you will just like worry about your obedience today.
Right.
You know, tomorrow's got its own problems.
Mm.
Right? Like, if he spoke to you yesterday, protect what he spoke to you yesterday and apply that to today.
Hmm.
And as you're applying that to today, be listening for his voice today and protect that and do that tomorrow with what you did the day before. And all of a sudden you look up and you have the snowball effect of faith because you're just stewarding his voice every day. Not his voice for next week, not his voice for next month, not his voice for next year, unless he gives you that vision. But while you're waiting for that vision, you look at today, the manna that is for today, you know? And the thing about manna, bro, manna was Jesus. It was like, it's described, you know it.
Yeah.
White, round, thin, and sweet, right? Why was it white? Because he's the pure lamb. Why was it thin? Because he's the fragile lamb.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it round? Because he's eternal. Why is it sweet? Because he's honey from the rock.
Mm.
Jesus was the daily bread given in Egypt. You know, when you're in the wilderness season and you're like, I don't know what to do. I don't even know what to eat. He gives you him.
That's so good.
The what is it season? Like, what is next? The what is it season? Manna meant what is it? They didn't know what it was. What is it? The what is it season is the invitation to feast on the person of Jesus.
Yeah.
Right? And as you're feasting that, but here's the thing about manna, bro. They gathered the manna, and then in order to actually eat it, they first had to grind it to make the bread.
Hmm.
It wasn't bread. That's why they didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
But they had to grind it. They gathered it and they ground it up to make bread. In other words, in the what is it season, there is still work to be done.
Mm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And if you're unwilling to work in the sowing season, then don't be surprised when harvest season comes and you don't have anything to pick.
Yeah.
You know? It's in the I don't know what's happening times where you're just daily following the instruction of the Lord. And that's
absolutely.
That's being on the grind with Jesus. Yeah. And then you'll look up, man, and you'll be in the promised land, whatever that is, just because you've been obedient.
That's so good. Well, as we start to wrap this up, I do this every episode, but I just want to pray us out. And actually, would you mind praying for this episode?
Yeah, no, I don't pray publicly.
Okay.
Stupid. Yeah, man, we can do that. Father, we honor you, we revere you, and we fear you. We thank you, Father, that you are the author of all things. You hold all things together, and the palm of your hand, everything fits. You are that big. You are that powerful. You hold life in the palm of your hand. Yeah. We thank you, Father, that you are so kind and so gentle and so patient with us.
Yeah.
And I thank you, Father, that you sent your Son on a death mission so that we could be one with you. We ask you, Father, to give us wisdom as we just try to live this life honoring to you. Mm. And Jesus, we adore you.
Yes.
We lay at your feet. We seek your voice. We cherish your whispers. And Lord, we lavish you with our worship. That we would pour out our alabaster jars on your feet. Mm. You are the only one worthy to be praised.
Yes.
We look to you, King Jesus, with tender hearts, declaring that we have found our beloved, and we will not let him go. We thank you, Jesus, for the life that you lived and the sacrifice that you made and the victory that you took from the devil and the keys to the kingdom that you have passed on to us, that we would steward your presence and steward you on this earth, make it a place welcoming of a king. Your blood that was spilt is our currency here.
Hmm.
And we don't waste a drop.
No.
We are totally surrendered and in love with who you are. And we thank you, Jesus, that he who ascended did not descend, so that he would ascend and fill all things with himself through the power of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit that doesn't just dwell on the inside of us, working on us, but he finds those he can trust to land on like a dove landed on Jesus and cover us with power. And so, Holy Spirit, we empower you.
Yeah.
Have your way upon our life. Have your way in us and through us, that we would be mighty vessels, disciples, ambassadors of the kingdom.
Yeah.
That our eyes would be opened and our ears would be cleansed, that we would see and hear the needs of those that we pass by, and we would not be too quick and too busy and too distracted, but we would hear it, we would see the people, hear the people that have need, that would need to see our Jesus, and we would stop and we would be obedient and walk in power, that the sick would be made well, that the lame would walk, that the blind would see, that the deaf would hear, that the dead would raise, that the lost would be found. Why else are we here but to do your work?
Mm-hmm.
So I ask for boldness. I ask for gentleness and patience. I ask for meekness. For blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Make us lowly, make us humble, make us hungry for more of you. Awaken us to the call. Arise, shine, church, for your light has come. Though deep darkness cover the earth and darkness the people, the fire of God will be seen upon you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode and were able to get something from it and were feel encouraged. If something stuck out to you, share it with a friend. Let's get this out there. I know God's got some huge plans for this, but we can't do it on our own.
No.
we rely on you guys. So make sure to share this. Go check out our website at kingdombuildersunited.us. On there, you'll see all of our social media platforms like Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and soon to come, YouTube. So be on the lookout for that. But Brandon, thank you for sitting down and talking with me. I love this. I'm like over here and I'm tired, but at the same time, I'm so just filled with the Spirit, man. We're excited to go and we're always ready to go. So thank you for this.
Absolutely. Honor. Yeah.
We will see you all in the next one. Peace out.